Jason Lytle live on KEXP. A new album out this year, Yours Truly, The Commuter, came out in late spring. And other than the fact that you're still making music, much to my delight as a longtime fan, the most exciting thing for me is, you know, your move a few years ago to Montana. Are you still living up there?
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, last night was my last show of this little tour. So I just had to stop by here, and then directly after I leave here, I'm driving immediately east for about 12 hours.
It's a straight shot from here right across. Do you make that drive very often? Do you come over to Seattle very much? It's now that you're.
I do mostly. I make the drive between Montana and California, but I don't do the one between Seattle and Montana that often.
And do you sort of hunker? I know that you've been touring now since the album came out in May, and on the road quite a bit. But other than that, do you find that you're hunkering down up there, or do you, you know, not when you're not on tour, do you kind of get out a lot?
I don't know. I guess it depends on your definition of hunkering down.
Well, what's your definition?
It usually takes me a couple of days just to just to get over whatever it was that I endured from wherever it was that I just got back from. And then I start to settle a bit, and I start to take in, you know, my environment back home. Once I feel like I'm sort of reacclimated, then I really look forward to I do a lot of stuff outdoors.
Yeah. Actually, I was just about to ask that, if it's the solitude or if you're drawn sort of to the things you can do outdoors, like hiking and...
Yeah, I mean, I still live in a town, and it's, you know, there's enough going on, but not too much to overwhelm me. And it works pretty good for me. And I find a real good balance between getting work done, spending time in the studio and, you know, at home playing the piano and working on projects, but then also, you know, this, I've learned that I require a lot of outdoor time, and that could be, you know, some more intense adventures, or it could just be, you know, meandering and taking it easy.
You look super healthy and happy.
I've been traveling for like the last 12 days, and I feel like I've thank you. But I do feel like I need to get home and get healthy again. I'm just the driving and the cities and the celebrating with various friends is kind of caught up to me, and I'm ready to get home.
Did you record Yours Truly, The Commuter by yourself at home? I know you have long time worked in home studios.
Yeah, I did all the record. I mixed it with somebody else, but I pretty much did all the recording and the engineering and the performing of the songs myself.
I know that Granddaddy started kind of as a solo bedroom project, and you did, if I'm not mistaken, essentially all of the Family Cat as well. So because this is, you know, your solo work, was this different? Did this feel different? You know, you're still recording at home alone in a studio. Or being in Montana.
I mean, if anything, it was, thinking back, it was pretty exciting for me, because I found myself doing the same thing, doing the same thing that I do. And when I get into, like, you know, let's make a record mode, I was there again. It was a lot more enjoyable. There was a naivety that seemed to have come back that I think I felt was slipping away from me, you know, with the pressure and I don't know. It was always a weird feeling finishing a Granddaddy record, because on one hand there's the relief of the record being done, but then there's like, okay, well, here goes the onslaught, and now it's like all the promotional stuff and the tours, and it was always bittersweet, you know, finishing the records. But I did most of this recording just, you know, with really the love of, you know, making music and, you know, and being excited to be creating things, you know, like a little kid sitting in the sitting on the floor with his coloring books and crayons. I was really in that mode a lot of times, and that was a good place to be as far as being creative.
You know, when you mentioned finishing Granddaddy Records and then going on tour in the Onslaught, some of those productions were pretty intense. I mean, those were epic shows. And it seems like you're doing a little bit more of a stripped-back show. Does that make it different for touring as well?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even sure what I'm doing right now. I'm like, I'm realizing that I do have to, you know, promote these, you know, peddle my goods, if you will. But I didn't have a clear idea of how I was going to do it. I actually had a band for a little while of good friends of mine who were traveling with me, and we were able to sort of expand upon the songs a little bit more. But I don't know. I'm just, you know, this is explains this pile of electronic junk in front of me right here. That's it doesn't even look impressive, but it kind of looks impressive, but it doesn't really do much. It's just smoke and mirrors, you know. When it comes down to it, I'm just trying to write, you know, songs with stories and melodies.
Well, it sounds impressive, and you just mentioned you finished up your tour last night here at the Crocodile in Seattle, and you're headed home, and so glad that you could stop by.
Thanks.
Today, and if we can squeeze a couple more songs out of you before we let you go.
Sure.
This is Jason Lytle on KEXP.